we're really starting to see the building come together. The veranda's on, the walls have been plastered, the office has got the lights in it already. We're not far off.
The predicted date was that the gallery would officially open sometime in September. Any word on if that's still the case?
Yeah, we're still going for a September date, and the Zorna seem very confident that they can make that date, so we're pretty excited.
And Jules, we're back into, I guess, the building that was originally the art gallery, and we're in a huge space here.
This will be the main exhibition space. This is the showcase space. This is where the old main gallery used to be. So this is the new structure that's built on that space. So the old structure was probably about 250 square metres. This space up here, which runs a different direction, it sort of runs east-west, is 375 square metres. So it's massive. You can see the skylights that the architects have incorporated in the building. Just let that natural light come in.
Jules, where are we walking to now?
So we're walking over to the eastern end of the main gallery, and you'll notice that there's this huge window here. It's not just a window to look out onto Dean Street. It serves a function, which is to allow us to bring very big objects through here. So, say, for example, we wanted to bring a car upstairs. Not an easy thing to get into a lift downstairs, but we can lift it up through this space and through this door.
Jules, as we go through parts of the old gallery, it's nice to see some of the original features here.
Yeah, we've still got the original doors that led to the mayor's chambers. And we've still got the original windows. You can see some of the glass in the windows because it was made in the old days when they used to slump the glass. It isn't as flat as the more modern glass. It just has this beautiful ripple as you look through it.
Just we're standing in a room that will be the toilet, but you've also got some of the old roof on display here.
Yeah, these are pressings from the original tin taken from the roof of the town hall building. When the decision was made that we couldn't save the pressed metal tin roof, which was really disappointing, we commissioned a local artist, Kerry Docker, to take impressions from that roof and to incorporate it into feature tiles in the space. And so she's handmade this up at her kiln up in Tabletop. So a nice incorporation by a local artist with some of the features from the building. I think people will appreciate that.
Well, last time we spoke, we talked about the hidden gems you found, like the graffiti from the builders when they were building the town hall in 1908 and those 100-year-plus bricks. Have you found any more gems?
At the back of this building, there's this... It's like an underground well, kind of like a water tank-shaped space with a sort of an entrance into it.
So before this gallery was redeveloped, that was just underground as part of QET Square?
There was a driveway over it here. This was the back wall of the gallery is where the cafe is there now. So this was just a concrete slab. In the well, there was a whole pile of things like pens and bottles and old lamps, toothbrushes. And we'll be incorporating all those into different little peek holes throughout the space. So those things will become a part of the building, a part of the heritage of this site, which is over 100 years now.
And this area has got the archaeologist's eye?
Yeah, this is the one that our archaeologist is looking at and trying to determine exactly what it is. And it's a tricky thing because it's sort of not there on the plans, and everyone from that period has passed on, obviously. So there's been a few theories about what it was. One, that it was a furnace. The architect doesn't believe it would be a cellar. That was one of the ideas because, you know, perhaps you need some stairs. You'd normally build those stairs into it. So one idea was that it was a grain silo. One of the ABC viewers called in and he thought it might be like a gas collection point. So you put all your horse poo in there and it creates this gas. And we want to invite people that when the building's open, they come down and help us identify exactly what it would be. You know, maybe there's some oral histories out there that we don't know about. Maybe there's some documentation that hasn't popped up. So we're really hoping that it'll be a great feature and unlock some of those secrets of the past.